Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Oh, you'll reap just what you sow. What you plant one day will grow. Remember the things that you do. Sooner or later will come back to you. So be gentle and be kind. You'll get the same thing somewhere in time. I want you to know you always reap what you sow. I want you to know you'll always reap what you sow.
My, oh my. I wondered what music could I put on tonight, Halloween, that would pertain to it. My, oh my. Then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, put on You'll Reap Just What You Sow. So I did, and there it was. Praise the Lord, my friends, as I expose the faults. Are you ready tonight to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. Which paraphrase reads like this: There shall not be found among you anyone, I said anyone, who is a consulter with familiar spirits or a wizard or a necromancer, which is a performer of divination or black magic or sorcery. So if you are doing any of those things, you need to fear. But if you are not, then do not fear the end times, or especially the tribulation period, my friends, for the time of the end holds no fear for true truth Christian. Amen. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Glory to God. The day of the Lord is at hand, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The time of the end is here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This true truth ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support and prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, if it is to stay on the air, and that's the truth, I cannot keep it on the air myself. I need your help. Now for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Watchman comment, I am about to reveal the truth about Halloween on this program. Will you allow the arm of the Lord to reach out and touch you and teach you tonight? I pray you are not included in these verses as I read them. John chapter 12, verses 38 through 40. That the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, and that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. My dear listening friends, will you listen closely tonight with open ears and open heart to receive the true truth about something you may have been falsely taught was okay, and it was just innocent fun? I'm talking about Halloween. Romans chapter 10, verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Esaias said, Lord, who hath believed our report? My, my, my. Paraphrase Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 4 and 5. The Lord hath sent unto you all his servants and the prophets, rising early and sending them. But ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. Turn ye again now every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings. My dear friends, the time is short, the day of Christ's return is at hand. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's open our ears and hear the word of God tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. And those that are in sin, believe me, will not proclaim that. Only those that are true Christians who try to live right before the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
3:1.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries, On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For I am about to shake the earth with mighty awakenings, says your Father God. Awakenings that will awake even the deaf, the dumb, the hard of hearing. For they even will sense what I am doing upon the earth. The last days, the end times, are progressing. They're progressing faster now. And I call upon my people to strengthen what remains. To lay hold of everything that is within them. Everything that strengthens them that is of me, and to cast aside everything else. Take upon you my yoke, says your Father God. For it is the easy yoke, the light burden, the straight and narrow way. Come now to the altar. Come now, repent ye, prepare ye for the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is coming. And I say unto you, the gates of hell will not prevail against that. Why do you turn away from me, says your Father God? Why do you seek other ways when I am the way? I am the only way. For those other ways form and preserve the darkness that is upon the earth. My way will bring light into your life. And you will be able to see clearly the things that I am doing in the days ahead. Search your heart. Search your heart and bring yourself closer to me. Closer to who I am. Dedicate yourself to me. Some of you need to rededicate, for you have fallen that far away, says your Father God.
My, oh my, what a prophetically powerful prophecy that was for Halloween night. My, oh my. Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My. In this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word. Not the doctrines of mere men, as most give you. Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 6. Go not after other gods to serve them, and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Watchman comment. This night, October 31st, is a night like no other, in provoking Yahweh, who is a holy, righteous, and just God, as it provokes him to anger. Many of his children throw his holy word away as they participate in Halloween, a satanic day like unto no other day throughout the year. Ghouls and goblins and all sorts of satanic things are worshipped. And must I, Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, remind you of this in Yahweh's precious commands? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. My dear listening friends, what part of the Lord's command of thou shalt not do you not understand? Yahweh's commands are so very clear and precise, there can be no excuse, none, zip, zero, not to heed them. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 29 through 31. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Verse 30. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice. Verse 31, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee. Watchman comment, the tribulation days are here, my precious listening friends, and this is no time to take chances, playing around and participating in such things as Halloween. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short, and the day of Christ is at hand. Now I'd like to move right into my Halloween devotional. Halloween, what are we celebrating? Should Christians celebrate Halloween? On one hand, some see October 31st as a harmless time of fun, a time for dressing kids in cute costumes and going door to door asking for treats. But is what you have loved since you were a kid all that innocent? There is a growing number of Christians who are concerned, thank God, about the dark side of a satanically and demonically inspired night, October 31st, Halloween, saying we should avoid having anything to do with it. And this watchman agrees. The word Halloween, my friends, is derived from the term All Hallows' Eve, which occurred on October 31st, the end of the summer in northwestern Europe. Apparently, the origins of Halloween can be traced back to ancient Ireland and Scotland. Back then, on December 31st, the Celts celebrated what was called the end of summer. This annual change of season and lifestyle was marked by a festival called Samhain, spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but it is actually pronounced Samhain, which means end of summer. There was superstition associated with this time of change, including the belief, now listen, including the belief in fairies and that the spirits of the dead wandered around looking for bodies to inhabit. My. Now, this watchman asks you, is that something a true Christian should associate with? No, of course not. But to get back to our history lesson, since the living did not want to be possessed by spirits back then, they dressed up in costumes. Does that sound familiar? And paraded around the streets. Does that sound familiar? Making loud noises to confuse and frighten the evil spirits away. Watchman comment, now again, that is not something a Christian should participate in. Continuing my little story, in addition, the new year began for the Celts on November 1st, so the day of Samhain or Samhain was believed to be a day that was in neither the year past or the year to come. More occultism. Since it was in between, chaos ruled that day. Often people would pull practical jokes on others as a result. Later around the 5th century, as the Catholic Church developed and moved into the area, instead of adding a new day to celebrate, it took over the Samhain, or again, Samhain, celebration. November 1st became All Hallows' Eve, where all the saints of the Catholic Church were honored. A later custom developed where people would go door to door on November 2nd, requesting small cakes in exchange for the promise of saying prayers for some of the dead relatives of each houses. Watchman comment, my. That is an occult Catholic teaching, don't you know? Therefore, calling Halloween All Hallows' Eve changes absolutely nothing. It's still occult, and it's still satanic. Continuing my teaching, this arose out of the religious belief that the dead were in a state of limbo before they went to heaven or hell, and that the prayers of the living could influence the outcome. Watchman comment, again, this is a Catholic false doctrine and may have been the precursor to trick-or-treat. Continuing the story, the jack-o'-lantern apparently comes from the Irish occult folklore about a man named Jack who tricked the devil into climbing a tree. Once the devil was in the tree, Jack carved a cross on the trunk, preventing the devil from coming down. The devil then made a deal with Jack not to allow Jack into hell after Jack died if only Jack would remove the cross from the tree. After Jack died, he couldn't go to hell and he couldn't go to heaven. He was forced to wander around the earth with a single candle to light his way. Watchman comment, my, oh my, this occult stuff is pretty bad news, my friends. Why could Jack not get into heaven? That's easy. Jack made a deal with the devil, Satan. Continuing my story, the candle was placed in a turnip to keep it burning longer. When the Irish came to America in the 1800s, they adopted the pumpkin instead of the turnip. Along with these traditions, they brought the idea that the black cat was considered by some to be reincarnate spirits who had prophetic abilities. Watchman comment, my. Now you know why I call it Irish occult folklore. Reincarnated spirits? Reincarnation is a demonic Hinduism teaching. Continuing. So it appears that the origins of Halloween are a mixture of old Celtic pagan rituals, superstition, and early Catholic occult traditions themselves superstitiously satanic. What does the Bible say about Halloween? Nothing, but it does speak concerning witches, the occult, and paganism. Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10, 11, and 12. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. Verse 11, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits. Watchman comment, former U.S. President Bill Clinton just revealed his wife Hillary Clinton is doing just that with Eleanor Roosevelt, who is dead and gone, consulting her and giving her messages for her husband. My. Continuing the verse, or a wizard, or a necromancer, which is a performer of divination or black magic or sorcery. The Bible definitely speaks negatively, my friends, about occult practices, spirits, and witches, and condemns not only the practice, but also the people who are involved in it. I said the Bible not only condemns these occult practices, but the Bible also condemns all who are involved with those evil things. As Christians, we are to have nothing to do with the occult. Tarot cards, contacting the dead, seances, lucky charms, tattoos, etc., are all unbiblical and can harm a Christian's fellowship with God and open up the Christian to demonic oppressions or even demonic possession. And by that time, my friends, you are too far gone to be saved. Most Christians who know this would avoid these alternatives to save their souls. Amen. The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Lewis from Rochester has, in the spirit of the Lord, sent a wow, and it was a wow, walk on water love gift, and I bless him for obeying the spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the true truth. Amen and amen. About a year ago, I prayed with Lewis over a large debt, and he was so blessed over that prayer almost immediately that the Lord touched his heart to send in that offering just recently. Father, bless Lewis and meet his need, and also all the others who make each of your signs programs possible, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them all abundantly, Lord. Amen and amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners, especially on the program tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth and expose the false. Amen and amen. My dear listening friends, please listen. I know I will lose some support tonight because of what I am saying and coming against Halloween. So if you appreciate this program, especially tonight, and would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated to cover those I know I will lose because it happens every year. I cannot keep signs on the air alone. I need your help as radio time is expensive. But I will not stop preaching the true truth to stay on the air. I had to cancel one program recently due to the lack of support. Just pray and ask the Lord. Ask him what you should do to help. And then obey the word of God in your spirit, whatever he tells you. The address as well as the number to call can be heard at the end of this program. So get your pen and paper ready. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, which means show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My. We're sure doing that on tonight's program, aren't we? Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. A red carpet for radicals at the White House. A year-long investigation made by the Investigative Project on Terrorism, IPT, has found that scores of known radical Islamists made hundreds of visits to the Barack Hussein Obama White House, meeting with top administration officials. Individuals from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, visited the White House at least 20 times, starting in 2009. In 2008, CAIR was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator of the largest terrorist money laundering case in U.S. history. Watchman comment, is that more proof? Obama is a, Muslim. Continuing. Obama doctrine. Fort Hood was not terrorism. Wounded soldiers get no benefits. Victims of the November 2009 Fort Hood shooting are being denied benefits commensurate with combat injuries because the Obama administration refuses to label the attack an act of terrorism. Instead, the shooting Major Nadal Hassan carried out after screaming Allahu Akbar is still being labeled workplace violence. My. Texas Governor Rick Perry has openly stated that the shooting which took place in his state was an act of terrorism and that the president should recognize it as such. Continuing. DHS Inspector General's 80% increase in cross-border tunnels since 2008. Watchman comment, is that not when Barack Hussein Obama was elected, inaugurated, enthroned as an American first Muslim president? Since 1990, law enforcement officials have discovered more than 140 tunnels that have breached the U.S. border, with an 80% increase in tunnel activity occurring since 2008, the report stated in its executive summary. However, in a September 22nd story aired on National Public Radio, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napoliano said the technology on the border was better than before. Watchman comment, sounds to me the only thing better than before is the number of ways America can be invaded through America's porous, tunnel-ridden southern border. Watchman shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed, especially tonight as I exposed Halloween for what it is, satanic and detrimental to a Christian soul if Christians participate. Please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, please write sign spelled S. I, G, N, S, P, O, Box, 1, 2, 2, Town is Lyle, spell that, L, I, S, L, E, State is New York, N, Y, Zip, 1, 3, 7, 9, 7. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want to. And I promise I will not bug you. Please know that. I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep All Signs radio programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Making the Right Choices. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. My dear listening friends, in the midst of the first American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called Vicksburg the key to the Confederacy and told his generals, "We do not yet have the key in our pocket." Taking Vicksburg was a daunting task for the Union Army because of its strategic positions atop high cliffs overlooking the Mississippi River. But whoever controlled Vicksburg would also control the shipping traffic up and down the Mississippi. Some of the bloodiest fighting took place as the Northern Army mounted bold attacks on Southern strongholds fixed atop the highest points. When the Yankees couldn't drive the Confederate Army from the high ground, they finally laid siege to Vicksburg. After a few months of being under siege, they finally surrendered on July 4, 1863. This battle, along with Gettysburg, was the turning point in the American Civil War. While the Southern Army controlled the high ground, they controlled the battle. And when they couldn't be driven off, they had to be starved off the high ground. And that powerfully illustrates how critical the fight for the high ground can be for determining the outcome. Throughout history, the same principle appears over and over again. He who holds the high ground wins the battle. This principle of warfare can also be applied to your life, my friends. When you walk in integrity, honesty, purity, holiness, and love, you are maintaining the high ground. However tempting it may be, this is where you must not give in, compromise, or surrender. Because as soon as you begin giving up the high ground of character, losing the battle for holiness, it won't be long before the war overtakes you also. My dear listening friends, fight to hold your high ground. Strive to reach the top of your pursuit of God. Whatever the cost, hold the high position, and soon victory will be yours. Stay away from the things that could bring you down, like Halloween. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen and amen and amen. Maranatha, which means, if I haven't said it for a while, basically, till the Lord comes. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now let me preach you a short altar call right here on the radio. My friends, repent. Turn back to God. If you've been a Halloweener, turn back to God. Don't do these evil things. If you don't know God, then get to know him. Find a Bible. Turn to Romans chapter 10. Read verse 9 and thereabouts. And then pray and ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Because when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. That's Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840, the WWCR Powerhouse frequency. Now, my friends, please pray, for I am about to give you the address to write again. And as I said, I will lose some supporters because of what I have said tonight. Here it comes. S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that, N-Y, zip 13797.
Yes, my name is Terry. I live in Ontario, Canada. Brother Johnson, that was a really good speech. You could help fire and brimstone. More ministers need to do that, not only on the radio, but also in the pulpit. I'm sorry I'm unable to financially help you, but if there's anybody out there that is listening and is able, I wish and hope and pray that they will. We need more messengers like you, brother. Maranatha, and thank you.
And I thank you, brother. Maranatha, God bless you. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. Here comes the number. Are you ready? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you get a busy signal, please hit redial until you get through. There haven't been many calls lately. You shouldn't have to do that. You should get right in. Is there anyone listening out there on this Halloween night, or am I speaking just into the air? Give me a call. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for his church. I sure do appreciate all those who send their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal, and they help get the true truth out to the world here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.